Yeshua, Yeshua, when we call you,
you deliver.
Yes, no name.
Yes, no name.
Oh, no name.
No name.
No name greater than
yours.
Yes, no name. No name.
Yes, no name.
Yes, no name.
There's no name.
There's no name. No name.
No name.
Oh, greater than yours. There's no name. There's no name.
There's no name. No name greater than yours.
Unto you, O Jesus, we have come. Unto you, O the Most High God, we've gathered. And we have gathered to tell you thank you. For the month of January, we've gathered to tell you thank you. For the month of February, we also gathered to tell you thank you. For the new month and the first Sunday, you have made us to gather. As you have asked us to gather, let your name alone, oh Father. Father of the Spirit, let your name alone be highly exalted. And let all the glory be yours forever. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have come to hear you speak to us. Father of the Spirit, speak to our hearing. I'm only a vessel. Speak to the hearing and understanding of everyone here by your Spirit through me in the name of Jesus Christ. Let soul be liberated. Let sickness flee. Let darkness flee. Let the light of God shine in the heart of everyone. That at the end of the day, they will be highly blessed. And they will go back home rejoicing because Jesus is Lord. In the name of our dear Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Can you please be seated? No man goes to a king's house and does not expect anything. If you go to a king's house and you're not expecting anything, you are a proud man. And pride comes before what? So very soon when you leave the king's presence, what will happen to be? You will fall. Because an opportunity was given to you to ask the king who ruled over the kingdom. I know for sure, if any one of us can enter Asorok today, and you can be opportuned to face the president one-on-one, I know some of you will be crying, Baba, I beg. Baba, I beg. Let Indomie come down to 200 naira. And if you can go to the presidency and come back without saying a word or asking for help, that which you know very well that he has the power to do what? To make that to be effective. To change situation. Then you are either a nonentity or a proud man. Pride has overwhelmed you. I now declare to you an open check in this house now that you are seated comfortably in the presence of the Most High God, which is presence is heavily mounted for you. Don't go back empty. Ask him something and listen to his words that will come to you. And I beg you, you will leave this house more blessed. Cases will be settled. Questions will be answered. Doubts will be taken away. Some points you don't understand, a clearer understanding or a clarity will be made to you by his spirit. His name is Jesus, the Savior of the whole world. But I want to say a thing. Sometimes you may do a thing. What I've just told you, carry it at the back of your mind that you're seated in the presence of the Most High God. And I call his name Jesus. You're seated in the presence of the Most High God. I call himself Jesus. I call his name is what? Jesus. He said, Yeshua, when I call you, you will do what? And who is Yeshua? The Savior. Yeshua means salvation. And who owns this name? Jesus, our Savior, who is also our deliverer. Our Redeemer. I know many shall be delivered, even if you believe it or not. And one may ask, in what so far you have been able to achieve in life? Someone can sit afar. Someone can sit close to you. Someone can stay somewhere, some spirit, and may ask, on whose authority is he or she doing this? That is why you will likely hear the word, who goes there? That's why you will hear the word, who be you? That's why you will hear the word, what do you think? Who do you think you are? That's why you hear people telling you, my dear, go and sit down. Have you heard someone told you that before? They have sized you. You have no authority. On whose authority? And I want to tell you that in this world, in your family, there are so many illegal occupants that has authority more than the original owners. Wherever you go to, that is why John exclaimed that the kingdom of God suffered what? Violence. And violence taking it by what? Authority. That thing you call force is what? Authority, is not power. Is authority that been invested on them one way or the other, good or bad? Then I will ask you, size yourself. You come to church, you pose. On whose authority? You resume Aksu. On whose authority? My father is a rich man. You made that decree. You made that that boasting on whose? Some will say, is it not my father's property? Ask some people that their parents are rich and yet they are suffering. Are there people like that in life? Have you heard about them? You have heard about them. You have even seen some. Because they don't have authority over their father's wealth. But today, as you're leaving this house, you will know that you have an what? Authority over whatsoever. Before a thing or a place is put in shape, there are some things that will happen so that that place, man by man or people, will have the authority to be manning that place. Those people will have the what? Authority. These are the things that will put in place invisibly, unknown to you, that you have not been observing, that there are some things you should take note of when you're walking in authority, when you have that right. Anyway, some of us, we may do things we don't know we are walking under authority. There are five things that you should take notes wherever you found yourself. Even mama standing before you, I must take notes of this thing before I can climb to speak the word of God boldly. Before you put your key into that door and open, this is my room. These are the things that you must take notes. That at the end, nothing will come from nowhere to come and usurp your authority you have from you and use it as he or him or she or her is the original owner. Number one thing you should know is what? Before any place is set, that house was built. The day that key was handed over to you, that place was heavily secured. Can you get me? Can you get me? Is someone getting me? Be rest assured that that place is safely and heavily what? Secured. That there's security. As I'm standing here, I can tell you, I am not the one speaking. Before I came from my house, I said, God, it's all about you, not me. The people coming are coming to hear from you, not me. Before I stood up, I said, Father, as I'm standing up, I stand up into your glory. You made me in your own image. I am standing up into your image. So they see you, not me. Amen. I know I am highly secured. And the songwriter sings. How do they sing it? I know the waka alone. Is it not so? I carry God. I carry God. I carry God there. Who knows the song? Sing. As if we are alone. We are not conscious of our environment. There are so many illegal occupants in your life that takes you away from wherever you should be. Number one is, take note that in that place, that thing, that gift, that blessing, who you are has been established. Has been what? Has been established. Established means what? All the administrative part of that thing has been put in place. You're only walking in to possess it. You came to ask so you did not come with anything. A lecture hall kept for you. Is it not so? A worship center kept for you. A football pitch kept for you. Bike are already there to carry you to wherever. It has been what? Established. Their houses is just for you to pay money and walk into it. You don't need to build a lecture hall. You don't need to go and look for a lecturer to employ. You walk into it. So everything has been what? Established. Take note of those things. Don't just walk in carelessly. That this lecturer is for me. This hall was meant for me. So whatsoever said I should not attend lectures. For what? Why? Was it not for me? Whosoever said I should not come to worship God in church. What the church prepared for me. Everything has been established. Number two. Take note that everything is always secured. After providing this hall for you, there are doors, there are windows. You come in, there's already a preacher. You come in, there are securities at the gate. Is it not so? Secured. So that you know on whose authority you are what? Walking. Number three. That even every input, what has been provided for you, there's always what? An output. That there's always an expectations. They have given you this place of worship. Establish. What can you get from this place? Don't be ignorant. Your lecturer is expecting some things from you. Your mother at home is expecting some things from you. Don't be ignorant. So that an illegal occupant will not come and ask you on whose authority. Number four. Take note, there's an invisible eye doing what? Watching you. When you're conscious of an overview of who you are and what you're doing, no illegal occupants can take the original portion of your blessings. Any reason why you came to Aksu cannot be taken away from you. So when you are praying, Father, I will not have carryover. Father, there is no rustication for me. Father, my 4 years shall be 4 years. Take note of these things and be very conscious. Because it is ignorance of what I am saying now that causes many people to derail. Causes many people to go as victim, not as victors. Be watchful. That there's an expectation someone somewhere is expecting from you. There's an output. There's a good result that you must present. When you're conscious of these things, no force, no power that is not of God can take away your blessings. Can someone say amen? Be conscious. When you are conscious of these things, you can never make mistakes in life. Number five. Do you know the viewers, the first set of viewers you will have is the outlookers. And the outlookers will come to you according to how you acknowledge whose authority you work with. Before anybody will come to intimidate you, he knows whether you know you're right or not. True or false? True or false? Oh. They don't go to anybody. Girls, nobody will just come and check you if he doesn't size you. These are two ways. Either he knows you don't have the authority to say no,
and you cannot express yourself. He will just come and use your weakness. And you say, leave me. No, go out. No, I don't want. No, it is this. He knows you're weak.
But if you're conscious that you came to school as a lady, and you came to study, and that there are people looking at you from the house, expecting some things from you from home, that your mother, some of you tested you and noticed you were a virgin, and some of you tested you and noticed you were not a virgin. He said, my daughter, the level of your virginity, I beg, make it remain so, Abi. You know there's an expectation, and there's an expectation in your department. For us in church, there's an expectation. My dear, you will honor yourself by force. That any man that comes your way, you say, guy, just find your level low before I slap you. Did I say you slap any boy? Have the capacity and authority to say what? No. Come, let us go and join a group. Come, they know they go to everybody. It's when you look like them, they come to you. Or they know you have the physique. You know they have the audacity. But you don't have the authority to say no. You cannot exercise your authority. That's when they will come to you. But I declare in the name of Jesus that the power for you to say no from Jesus will rest upon you in the name of Jesus. No to everything that will ruin your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Finally, there will be a time of trial for temptation. A trial or temptation for promotion. Repeat after me. A time of what? Trial or temptation for what? For promotion. Your lecturer has question already kept for you. Because some of you will be so lucky that the lecturer will just carry the past question, and just change the dates. Is it not so? Change the date. Is it not so? Some of you, the trial and temptation called examination is waiting for you in the exam room. Someone has already accepted that. I like that spirit. Some don has just that because he's ready to look at his whatever and get its past questions. Trials from everywhere. When you will have no money and someone will tell you, come, let's go to somewhere. And you say, no, I will wait until my change come. I want to tell you, on whose authority, if you cannot explain yourself, the illegal occupants are only coming to steal, to kill, and to do what? But when you know your rights, as a student, as a daughter, as a child of a man of God or daughter of God, that you are a believer, that you are a Christian, take notes. There are people that are called believers, and there are people that are called Christians. There is an authority owned by a believer, and there's an authority owned by who? A Christian has the name of Jesus. A Christian know what? But a believer know the name of who? Jesus. A Christian will just be shouting Jesus, but a believer will say the name Jesus. Because when you're shouting Jesus, a believer will say, I'm shouting Jesus, my Redeemer. I'm shouting Jesus, my Deliverer. I'm shouting Jesus, my Healer. I'm shouting Jesus, my Helper. He will have something. He will be saying the name.
But the Christian will just do what? He has the name Jesus. And he says, Jesus! And that thing will laugh and say, Jesus I know, Paul I know, on whose authority? May you not be a Christian only. May you be a Christian that is a believer. No matter what their aim to come and take your authority from you, I declare in the name of Jesus that the blessings of God will enlarge you. For example, you're here, you're just coming to Chapel of Praise, and you're just walking along the road. Someone holds you one time and asks you, what are you doing in Chapel of Praise? Is that a church? You don't have your father's church. If you just have Chapel of Praise, you will follow that person. But if you know Chapel of Praise, that whenever I go there, I see the presence of God. But if you know Chapel of Praise, that that is where God wants me to worship, you will never follow anybody out. Because you know your department. Can anybody come to you and tell you, come, let's go to chemistry? You're not to study in geology. Will you follow that person to be attending lectures? You see, you know your department. Can someone just walk up to you and tell you, from there, you're no more wisdom, Ime? Is it not so? Your wisdom, Otobo. Will you answer? Will you answer wisdom? You know your name. You have the authority over that name. You have the authority over your department. But men and brethren, there are so many things in life that you must have authority over. Your destiny. Your what? Know exactly what you want in life. Know exactly where you are going to. Know exactly. Don't just know your department. Know the kind of grade you want to finish. And know what it takes for you to finish there. Then you will have all the authority because you know it. Know where God wants you to worship. Know where your blessings are mounted. Know where you can go and get your blessings. And know what you should do in church to be blessed. Know that is your authority. Know the authority you're working under. That man said, I am a man under authority. This is a man says, I am under authority. Media, give me the name of that man. Give me that passage. I am a man under, he's working under authority. Is it not so? I am under someone. But I will say to this one, go. I have authority that I say to this one, come, and it comes, and it comes. The man knows. But when the man met Jesus, he said, no, I am not worthy for you to come to my... Just do what? Say a word. The man has authority in himself and also has authority in the name of Jesus. That because he believed in Jesus, Jesus, whatsoever you say in your name, it will come to pass in my life. And the Bible records that when the man said, Jesus said, your faith, go. Your daughter is what? And when the man arrived home, the servant was made whole. And the man asked, when? And the man realized at the same time Jesus declared words over the servant was a very right. The servant was healed. Why? He had authority in himself and he also had authority in the name of Jesus. On whose authority are you in Axum? On whose authority are you worshiping in Chapel of Praise? On whose authority are you living in that right lodge? Someone will sit down in one corner, one room, and be manipulating you in his, in your room. Can someone say, God forbid? As I'm returning, that nonsense must come to an end. I will not be afraid of anything again, because I know whose authority I am walking. That man, had authority in the name of Jesus. Had authority in the spoken word of Jesus. Praise the Lord. How do you know how strong, or how can you confirm the strength of your authority? Number one, take this down. Examine the one in authority. Whose authority am I working? Examine that authority. Who is guiding me? Who is leading me? Who is instructing me? Who is telling me to do a thing and I do? That voice I hear, who is he? Examined. Whether it is good or what? Bad. Whether it is leading you to be a best graduate student. Whether it's leading you to complete school in safety. Number two, because of time, I've been given a card that I should leave the altar. But the presence of God remains on this altar and will touch your life this day in the name of Jesus Christ. Examine the motive you follow the authority. Why do you follow that authority? Why do you bow down to that authority? Why do you say yes to that authority? Why do when someone tells you go and you go? Why do you want to do the same thing this person is doing? Why? The motive. Why are you worshiping in chapel of praise? Why are you in that department? This thing is leading me. They ask me come to church. They ask me stand up when I come. And I obey, sit down and I say, what is your motive for coming and be obeying? Why did you come? Why do you want to be a member of chapel? Why did you like that department? Nobody here should say I was given. Can I say that again? I know some of you, maybe your subject combination was not okay and you were transferred to another department and you say, this is not the department I needed. I was given. Clean your mouth. Please, if you're one of them, clean your mouth. Someone was given maths that he never planned to. But he finished, he was angry. But he finished that math with first class. Now he's doing his first class with maths, still maths. Where he went for service, he was admitted and also employed. He was what? Admitted for master's degree and he was also what? Employed. I'm talking about a member of chapel, former chapel rep. Now, there's an opportunity for him to travel out of the country. He has two options to go to two countries. Still on what? The authority, when he entered the department, he seized the authority of the department. He said, I'm coming to you. I know this is where I will do what? Graduate. And I will graduate great. The motive made him to experience that. Nobody gives you any department. If you have found yourself, praise God. Praise on. Did what? Do what? I will close with this. May they give me Matthew 11 verse 14. The authority we have in chapel of praise. Since you have come to be a member of Chapel of Praise, God bless you in Jesus' name. This is a gathering of non-denominational and inter-denominational assembly. This is a place owned by Akwa Ibom State University. A church owned by who? Akwa Ibom State University. I am a staff posted to this place. And God also ordained me to be here. Nobody owns this place. But Akwaibom State University, governed by Jesus Christ, the Lord, and guided by the Holy Spirit, another comforter. The authority we bow to in this kingdom, in this church, his name is called Jesus. If he will receive it, this Elas, which was to come. Okay, give me Malachi 4, verse. Malachi 4, the last two verses, 25, 26, fast. If he received this Elas, that Elas signify who? Jesus. That he shall come in the spirit of who? Elijah. You may say John the Baptist. Yes. But this one refers to Jesus. Malachi 4, 25, 26. Is it on the... Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and the dreadful day of the Lord. 6. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with what? Curses. Jesus came. What was done in the Garden of Eden, the separation of man and God, Jesus came to fix that. To turn the heart of our Father back to us, and to take our hearts so that we can be one. I think Philippians also says that this wall of separation that was between us and God was what? Removed the day Jesus died. You walk under this authority because he came to put you together with God. Media, give me Mark 11. He came to set us free. That is why he came. Mark 11. Mark 9 verse 11. That is the authority. Whose authority you are going back home with? Amen. Amen. Do you have authority? Remember that man. He has authority in himself. And he also has authority. He commands authority. He did what? That's the scripture I want you to take home. That there was a man that commands authority. Can tell this one go. Can tell this one stay. This man stayed in authority. And he also has authority in who? In Jesus. That's the kind of life I want you to go back home with today. That's the kind of home I want you, the lifestyle I want you to go back home with today. And they ask him, saying, why say the scribe like Elas must first come? Why did you say that Jesus must first come? Before the day of destruction, Jesus came to bring salvation. Jesus came to deliver the lost souls. Because if God will come, he will wipe out the whole earth. Remember before now, there was a dark age that God closed his eyes and closed his mouth. The mouth of the prophets were all closed after this scripture. Jesus came to redeem his own. That is the authority we are walking. That is the authority we are walking. He came to save you. He came to deliver you. We are walking under this authority because him alone can bless. We are walking under the authority because him alone can save. We are walking under this authority because God has highly exalted him. We are walking under this authority because anything you ask God in this name, you will have it. Can you be on your feet? Christ will give you all this power. You need to walk under this authority, in this authority.
And that is why I keep on repeating the Bible portion. If you believe in my name, Mark 16, these signs and wonders shall follow them that does what? Believe. You shall be having this authority in full dose. You will be having this authority to do the needful. The songwriter says, lift up your hands as you sing this song. Let me establish this fact in you. Please. You see the name of Jesus. Don't want to know how it would work for you. Can someone say amen? Don't want to examine how it will move for you. Just say the name. That is why I explained to you saying the name and do what? Having the name. Can you still remember? Can you still remember? Saying the name and doing what? Having the name. When you say the name, when you have the name, you cannot walk under the authority of that name. Because you don't do what? You have not experienced the power. You don't know why you say the name. You don't know what the name will work for you. You have not studied the name. You don't believe in the name. When you say Jesus, what did I say will follow? Deliverance. Jesus, doors are open. Jesus, miracle take place. When you say Jesus in your mouth, there's an expectation in your head. And you know for sure that there's no doubt that that name will work it out for you. But when you are outside the family, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, whatsoever you ask in my name, in my name, in my name. Can someone shout Jesus? Can someone say Jesus? Can someone say and believe in the name of Jesus? Immediately I raised this song, change. Give me the right key. I know my Redeemer lives. It's not the right key. And I know it's not far from me. And I know when he will arise, the world will know that my Redeemer lives. No, if you know, come up. Please, if you know the song, take the mic. I know. Please, if you know the song, take the mic. We are going to pray with that Lord. Whoa, song. When you say the name of Jesus, he's right behind you. Why? You know the authority in the name. You must fill your heart with the word of Jesus. My sheep hear my voice and they do what? They do what? They follow me. Let your heart be filled with the word of Jesus. He has the authority over every other power. That is why you will go to a place and they will tell you, don't say the name of Jesus. They know that if you say, something will do what? Happen disastrously in their camp. Fill your heart with his word. What has he said about this situation? What did Jesus say about my condition? Christ will give you the power. Remember, this is a Lent period. Preparing yourself to celebrate the death of Christ. He did not die for you to die. He was not battered
for you to be flocked anyhow. He was poor that you should be rich. He received the thorns of the crown of thorns, so that your brain, your memory will never be perforated. So that when the lecturer is teaching in the class, you can retain them and recall them at any time. Yes. So that whatsoever give you, how you forgetful memory, how do you, is it lost of memory? That there's nothing like that. But rather, that Christ comes to you, he will change your IQ from low to high. Yes. That when Christ comes to you, he will bring light. Sickness will flee. That when Christ was battered, scorched by the Roman army soldiers, that by his stripe you were what? Healed. He's around you always. He's just waiting for you to open your hearts and let him come in and stay. On whose authority? That's the topic of this message. On whose authority are you moving on campus? On whose authority? That authority is in the name of Jesus. If you have not received him as your Lord and Savior, this message is not from you, for you. But if you've decided today, Jesus, have me as your own. I am weak, I'm feeble. I'm a sinner before you. I have come to receive you as my Lord and Savior. I have come to receive you as my helper. Times are hard. I know with you, I will not beg for bread. First service, the chorus leader sang that song. I said, this is a song we should be singing every day. I said, I will not beg for bread. Receive him now as your Lord and Savior. If you're one of them, can you lay your hand on your heart and say, Jesus, here am I. I want you to help me throughout my stay in Axo. This semester, this month of March, is your name that will work it out for me. It's your name that will work it out for me. Jesus, in your name, it will work it out for me. Jesus, can someone say, Jesus, in your name, as I say your name, as I mention your name, at I remember, he said, at the name of Jesus. If you look at that scripture, he did not say at the mention. He said, at the name, that is saying the name. When you make a request, when you have a need, and you stand at the name, that this name can do it. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, congratulations. But if you need a follow-up, you can come and meet some people standing here after service because of time. As we lift up our hands to sing the song, set your sight on the things above. Always look for things above. Always look for things that pertain to God. Leave this world, they have nothing to offer. Always look up to Jesus. He has the authority, and walk in that authority. I want you to leave this house and walk in the authority in the name of Jesus, that he is able. Focus on Jesus. Study more about this name, Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God, the soon coming King. Always run to him in advance. Always run to him in advance. Don't wait for a problem before you shout the name of Jesus. Go to him in advance. Go to him now before the portal is closed. Go to him now for school fees before portal is closed. Don't go to him 1 week to the closing of portal. Go to him in advance. He will make you to walk in success. He will cause you to walk in victory. Don't wait to seek him only when there's trouble. Seek him early enough. Run to Jesus. He will give you a life of victory. He will give you a victorious life. Run to him ahead.
Run to him early every morning. Run to him as you have the opportunity to gather like this. Forget every other thing. Forget your friend seated by you. Forget your friend seated in front of you. Drop pride. Tell him, here am I. How will this week be? I cannot guarantee you, I can assure you. He never lie, he never fail. The name Jesus is a strong tower. And the righteous runs into it and is saved. He's ready to save sinners. He did not come only for believers. He came mainly for sinners. He came mainly for the weak. He came mainly for those who doesn't know him. If you want to know him, come and know him better. But go to him in advance. Abide in Christ and live a life full of possibility. That is what Jesus offers you. That's what Jesus offers you. Can you sing the song? As you go with this song.
My Redeemer lives.
I know my helper is alive.
I know he suffered for me.
Acknowledge him that is by your side. When you accept him into your hearts and you receive him as your helper, that sickness will know that he's around, he will quit. That difficulties in your life, that thing you cannot tell it to others, that burden in your hearts, that family issue that you're asking God, when? When you acknowledge him, he's always there for you. And that thing we know, your Savior, your deliverer, Jesus, is in you. And he will know that he's in you and he will quit. How many of us believe? Lift up your hands as we sing the song finally.
He suffered for me, oh. I know.
When you sing, you say Jesus.
Amen. Can you pray in the spirit? Let Jesus arise. Let the name of Jesus be in action. We were told in the first service that Jesus' name is an action word. That it has public implication. It can set you apart for wonders. There's a girl in this house that death sentence has been put upon your life. Jesus died for you to live. I declare in the name of Jesus, you will not die within 3 days, but you will live.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Whatsoever you have taken
that is working against your brain, I declare your brain will never be useless. I declare you will receive sense now. The shame that is awaiting you in the street, I draw your soul back to you now.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, I now put a wall of separation between you and that thing. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And someone shout, Jesus.
Jesus.
I know.
My Redeemer lives. Oh, I know, I know, I know.
I know. He's not far from
He's
me.
He's so far
oh.
from me.
Your brother, get this for your sister, get this for your cousin, get this one for your head, for you ahead of time. God said I should make this declaration that the portal of job opportunity has been opened to Chapel of Praise members in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare the portal open now.
Amen.
In Enzo Mobile, open now.
Amen.
In federal ministries, open now.
Amen.
In state ministry, open now.
Amen.
In great companies, open now.
Amen.
In NIPC job opportunity, open now.
Amen.
In oil company, open now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Finally, the God of wonders want to give everybody in this house excellent spirits academically. I know, I know,
I know,
I know.
My Redeemer lives. Oh, I know.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I release the name of Chapelites into every company, into every parastatals. In the mighty name of Jesus, I say and declare, management staff, receive their names. Receive their names. Call them for interview. And employ them in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the wind of contract blow. Let the wind of contract blow. Let something happen for one to be given contracts. Let protocols be broken for someone to be employed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Open your hand. Hold it up. The magnitude you receive is the magnitude you will have. You see that hand? You're going to receive a wind and you put it on your head for academic excellence. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, thank you. None was created non-entity, Jesus. You receive a crown of thorns. Revive their memory now. Revive their memory now. Increase the IQ now. Give them the sense of studying now.
The zeal to read always now. The quick understanding now. Have you received the win? I declare by the name of Jesus, will do, will give you the academic excellence. Take notes. It's not what you write gives you your grade. Take notes. There's what we call divine favor. If not, there are some people that will be having a parallel, but they never. True or false? You write at the end, you said, no, I am more than this. Is that right? What you're receiving now will be the power that the little you write, because you know Jesus and you have studied enough, you have read enough, you've done all your assignments, you've done what you ought to do. The blessings of God now that will be working in your favor is what you're going to receive now. Yes, carry your hand. Carry your hand. Carry your hand. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Can someone call him Jesus? Call him Jesus. Call him Emmanuel.
You will answer.
In the morning, in the midnight time.
You will answer.
Call him Jesus. Call him Emmanuel.
In the morning, in the midnight, oh, he will answer.
Oh, call him Jesus.
He will answer. In the morning, in the midnight, oh, yeah, call him Jesus. Call him Emmanuel. He will answer. In the morning, in the midnight, oh, he will. Call him Jesus, call him Emmanuel. He will
answer in the morning, in the midnight.
Oh, call him Jesus, call him Emmanuel.
He will answer
in the morning,
in the midnight. He will answer.
Everywhere silent. Let the wind of academic excellence blow, Daddy. This is academic environment. We need academic excellence. Oh, Jesus. Best graduating students. Oh, Jesus. In department, in faculty, in the entire school, we want them to come out of this. We want these ones to be part of it. Oh, Jesus. You're going to call the name of Jesus 3 times, and you lay your hand on your head. The wind will touch you. And you'll be academically excelling. Are you ready? Media, drop your camera. Instrumentalist, remove your hand from the your instruments. Everywhere silent. Oh, Jesus. This is academic environment. And all should be waving as number one thing after you is the excellency of this one academically. Father, breathe on them. Are you ready? Number one.
Jesus.
Number two.
Jesus.
Number three.
Jesus.
Father, they have believed. Put your hand on your head. Speak in tongues. Pray in the spirit. Receive. Receive. Receive, Father, we believe. Walking in all possibilities. You that walk on the sea. You that heal the madmen on the streets. The street of Gethsemane, Gennesaret. Everybody ran. He couldn't recognize himself. But Jesus, when you appeared, the man came and bowed. That whatsoever bring unrest to these ones, let there be peace. Let there be peace. Academic excellence, take over them.
Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. Can you wave your hand to Jesus? I receive in this hard time you will never lack. I declare in this hard time people will be looking for you to bless you. God said finally he's going to bless. He said I should declare declaration for your financial blessing. May God bless you in Naira. May God bless you in dollars. May God bless you in pounds. May God give you money in hundreds, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. May God bless you with millions of naira. May God bless you in thousands of naira. May God give you cash, money, cash. May God bless your bank account with money. In the name of God the Father. In the name of God the Son. In the name of God the Holy Spirit. Can you shout hallelujah? Can you wave and tell God thank you? You're not wasting time in the house of God. Thank you for giving me this 30 minutes extra. God will surely bless you in extra. Amen.